I'd make a motion that we authorize the community manager to enter into a 2-year mowing contract with Chapel Valley.
Second.
Okay, let the record show the motion has been moved by Directors Livingston and seconded by Director Guthrie. Any board discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The next item that our adjustment to the agenda is tonight is the night that we have on our agenda as item number 9, motion to approve the 2012 draft budget. I'm of the opinion that some of you may wish to discuss this and may be fresh in your mind, so I thought I would take that and move it from number 9 to number 5. And not there being dissenting opinions on the board, I think we'll do that now, which means if there are any member boys concerning the budget as presented by Mr. Whitfield and his committee at our last meeting, please approach the podium.
So this is, we're taking member comment on
the budget.
On the budget. So we're,
actually moving it to number 2?
Yes.
Yeah, because we haven't taken general.
We haven't taken
member voice yet.
We had executive session number 3.
I'm just trying to be orderly about it.
Just trying to be logical.
There you go. No, you're good.
Are there any members wish to speak to the budget as presented?
Well, this would be general. You would reserve the budget for.
Can we do that later?
You can do it later,
John.
Okay. Is there any member voice? Just make it simple.
On anything you want.
Tell when you're bound to have something.
You keep looking at me. I have a cough. I might cough on you.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, Ms. President, then. Oh, I beg your
pardon. I just want to say that last month I was very impressed with the presentation of the budget. It was obviously very thorough. If anything, my gut is, and this is just me speaking personally, if there's going to be any increase to assessments, I would like to see a little bit more happening to beautify neighborhoods. I know there's going to be work on trimming some trees along the major parkways. In all honesty, coming in, once you come off the parkways and you get into neighborhoods, they're a mess. And of course, this time of year, more so than not. I'd like to see something put in as much literature as possible on the covenants on maintaining the look of your property. I have neighbors who have put out trash bags today that'll sit there for a week until next Monday, 9 of them, in fact, that I'll be looking at. And I have other neighbors who are blowing their leaves into the street, which end up blowing on everybody else's property. I know I asked months ago, and I thought I got some kind of an agreement that somebody would look into perhaps contacting some leaf removal companies and giving the residents of neighborhoods, if that be the case, on contracting. I know it's not going to be done by BCA. I know it's not going to be done by Chesterfield County. The streets were turned over to them. I've gone down my street and I've pulled out 5-foot weeds out of gutters. Something else has to be done. It can't just fall on a few residents. And, you know, we're the oldest neighborhood around, and when you drive down our streets, it's obvious. And I really would like to see something happen to cleaning up the curbs. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ellen. Perhaps that's, you know, this idea of, you know, maybe some discounted leaf contractors, and I don't know where we're staying with that, but it might be a good issue for community character to consider.
There's going to be several leaf contractors in the Village Mill in the November issue. I think one in particular has a price for residents to contact, but they will be in the November issue of the Village Mill. And they'll be in a box, so you see them all together, the people that we've talked to or that do leaf pickup.
I'd also like to point out that this weekend, well, I'll talk about it a little bit more during the presence comments, but the Baxter Bagster program that we've gotten into with waste management. Thank you. It can't be used for just such a purpose, and it is the deal we worked out with waste management is actually very, very inexpensive. If you consider how much each of these containers can hold, and the pickup is inexpensive. So there'll be more about that later on, and also the bill's mail, hopefully. Any other member comment for open? What's it called again?
Member voice.
Member voice. Thank you. Okay. And there being no other member comment for member voice, is there any comment for the budget? Very well. And now I will
I moved it up before.
Oh, we moved it up before. Yeah. Even in the minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Smith, welcome.
Thank you.
I just want to, we're at the point of discussing the budget. Would you like to speak to as a member on the budget tonight, Mr. Smith?
No, I do appreciate all the work that people have done on it.
Very well, thank you. All right, since this is on the agenda as a motion item, can I get a motion to approve the 2012 budget for the BCA?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Record show that Director Rowe and Director Hanley, Director Rowe, made the motion. Director Hanley seconded. Okay, board discussion.
Well, if I could take a moment of privilege, I see Buddy Whitfield's in the room, and I'd like to acknowledge the work that Buddy and his committee have done on the preparation of this budget and staying tuned in to what the board has discussed and ultimately what the board gave general direction to the committee on back during the summer, and have, I think, worked very hard with staff and acknowledge the work that staff has done to prepare this budget. We've had several months of discussion. This board has seen this budget for a few meetings now, and it's been before the community for a number of weeks. I think this budget on an expense side is a fair and reasonable budget. It is a tight budget. It also allows us to address some of the needs of the community. If you notice that we're spending just shy of $400,000 on capital and reserve fund funded improvement projects, which is a pretty significant amount, and yet at the end of the day, the end of next year, the reserve fund will remain in a very healthy position. This budget includes no special assessments. We have no debt. And while it does call for a 3.5% assessment increase, that amounts to $1.23 per resident household per month. We have not done an increase in a while. We've not given staff pool increases for a couple of years. So at some point, we had to address those things, and this was the year that the Finance Committee felt we should do it. So my thanks to Buddy and the committee, and I hope that you will approve this budget.
Thank you. Did you go through any other board comments? Yes, Francis.
Thank you. I just wanted to get some clarification or ask. It looks as if there's a projected year-end of $58,000 that we will have in excess this year. We had like $30,000 last year, so it seems like we seem to be growing in that area, and I'm not suggesting that we change any of the expenditures for next year's budget. I would ask, though, that could we consider a lower assessment because we're going to have such a large fallover from this year, unless for some reason, I guess, they feel in the last 2 months we're going to spend $60,000.
One factor is that we can't carry over money. So that $58,000, even if it existed, and we're not sure it will by the time we get to the end of the month, we couldn't carry it over. So it's not like we could say, let's use that in lieu of something. The Finance Committee had a significant discussion of this at their last meeting a week or so ago. They have asked the manager to bring back to the Finance Committee and the board as we get closer to December 1st and have a better idea of what it will actually be. As you recall, there was a point in the earlier fall we thought it would be all the way down to 14,000. Mm-hmm. So it tends to go up and down depending on how the bills come in. And so it was 58,000 when that document was prepared. What it will be by the time we get to 3 weeks from now will be different. And I think prudent financial management would say, let's use that opportunity, whatever that amount is to do some projects that we didn't get to, that got bumped down the list on the capital side that we can do this year, or to there's some things that the Finance Committee has asked that relate to an item that's on the agenda tonight, which is the emergency response plan, to help us prepare for the fact that we don't have a generator for the administrative offices and some other storm-related stuff that we could use those funds for that are not budgeted for next year in the capital side, but would help us better respond to our residents. So it's kind of, let's see if we can go there, but let's wait and see what it is. And I don't think it'll be the 58. I think it'll be less, but I think this is a prudent way to approach it.
Director Guthrie, can I ask? I'm sorry, Francis, please.
I'm, again, not real familiar with it, but I understood, like, I think at our annual report, we had, like, 30,000 left from 2010.
We ended the year at zero. If we have any funds going into the end of December, that will be to the plus side. We spend them down. But otherwise, we're going to be taxed on those monies.
Okay. Maybe, I'm not quite clear on it. I thought it was as long as it doesn't exceed our, you know, like we have $138,000 in depreciation, which kind of covers up some of that excess that we have. So, you know, yes, indeed, we end up at the end of the year with no extra funds, but only because our depreciation was so great.
The depreciation is kind of in conjunction with spending down any of those funds that we have, we may have at the end of the year when we're not carrying funds forward.
So the suggestion is in the December meeting,
the manager will bring
an estimate, yes, and we'll have some indication as to where,
yes,
those funds are
going to be. And the manager will ask our concurrence to move forward on those.
And so these expenditures that we may look at in December are not anything that we are approving for next year's projects or expenditures.
No, these are things that the Finance Committee believes, and I'm looking at Buddy to see if he's nodding this way or that way, the Finance Committee believes that it would be prudent for us to be able to do if there were funds available. Mm-hmm. And we discussed the list to a certain degree, and some of those things are definitely aired up some concerns we have that in terms of responding to storm damage, particularly if we can, going into the winter months where we may have a heavy snow situation, that we are better prepared to respond to storms. This is an opportunity maybe to do some preparation that we did not have funding for in the 2012 budget.
Right. No, I understand, and I agree, okay? I'm not disagreeing with it, though, all right? I just want to make sure that there's clarity in my mind.
But yeah, I think.
Well, I was just going to say that, remember, we did draw a line in the project's list that said this is all that's funded next year. And if there's a way to get some of that we didn't get funded done, it helps us get deeper into the list with the same budget.
You're talking about this
right. Yeah.
Project list?
Right.
So, like the 11.5 that perhaps maybe the natural resources
that
wanted?
That would be a potential if it could be done,
yeah,
this year.
Okay. I'm just, yeah.
But okay. It wasn't anything that was funded. It's an unfunded.
No, I know it's not funded now.
Right.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, it's a potential that could be on that list that you discussed to say, yeah, we need to do it.
Okay, I just wanted to ask about it.
Any other director comments on the budget? Yes, John.
I just wanted to say that I wasn't at the strategic planning workshop, but I've looked over the budget. It seems very reasonable to me. And, of course, I polled a bunch of people, like about 50 people, 50 residents, and I didn't get a whole lot of people that were against this 3.5 increase. As a matter of fact, one person that I talked to said we should increase about 10% so that we could fix all these neighborhoods up. So,
I told you not to tell them.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't feel like I can vote against it because even though I wasn't at the workshop to give input, I still feel like it's a great budget and a job well done.
Any other director comments?
I would just, I'm going to be in support of this budget because I think it's, it is a move in the right direction. I would have loved to have seen a budget that would have been more aggressive as far as dealing with some of the areas of beautification of Brander Mill, which would have required a higher assessment. But I'm supportive of this budget. I'm very thankful for the job that the Finance Committee did.
Joyce?
And I just double up with those comments that Keith made. I feel like most residents are seeing some changes in our community, and they know that we're trying to spend the money in the right places. And I think as long as they feel that we are trying to do that, that we will get the support. And I think this is a good median. We are increasing the assessments, but not by a whole lot, and we're increasing what we're spending for our community.
Jason? Any comments?
No, it's all been said very well.
For myself, I would also like to congratulate Buddy and the Finance Committee. I think that it is a tribute to the efforts of a lot of dedicated volunteers that make this all work. I think one of the things that makes this budget different than other budgets, and I know we tried in previous years, is to tie it all into strategic planning so that it all kind of flows and members can understand, if you read the budget, can understand what drives the process. As a director, and I know a member has spoke to the fact they'd like to see beautification inside the neighborhoods, I would like to see that as well. But on the other hand, as a director, we all hear when you get one of the things you get elected to the board is we've got to do something about our parkways. And one of the big things that this budget hopefully will address is we will begin to address, the cleaning up of culling back the trees, better tree management, things that we need. And it's interesting, I actually found a discussion between Directors Hillman and Guthrie. If you're listening at home, folks, it's actually a fairly germane discussion because we did experience a hurricane this year, Irene, and it did have an impact on the community. And as a result of that, we have made some decisions or would like to get into better planning for events like that. And that takes funding, and the net result of it hopefully will... if we can do this down the road, and I know it's unfunded, Buddy, but down the road, if we start thinking in terms of this, better response to the community. The main thing for me is, though, and Joyce has already hit it on the head, which is residents are starting to see improvements. And I would like to establish the fact that we are going to continue along this road. We're going to work on the master plan. We're going to do it in a methodical and I don't want to say cautious, but responsible way. This is a relatively inexpensive increase in dues for our membership. You get some value from it, but it's not so burdensome that we are impacting negatively our residents. So I'm in favor of it as well. Having said all that, are there any other comments on the budget? All right. If there are no further comments, I'll call a question. All those in favor of the 2012 budget as presented to the board by the Finance Committee, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those not in favor, please indicate by saying nay. All right, let the record show that the budget was passed unanimously by the Board of Directors. Again, Buddy, thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, Buddy.
First time all.
See the correlation. The more people that understand how this budget works and do it early in the process is someone wants to sit down and talk about how this all works, I'll be glad to sit with Dan and I and talk about it. They can get involved, whatever. The more people that understand it, the earlier in the process, the better. And I'm really happy that this year it worked out better.
Thank you, buddy. We are as well.
Let me go through last year's meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody tell me where. Can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes? We are now at item number 4 or 5 or whatever it was, since I changed things up.
So moved.
Got to get a second?
Second.
All right. Board discussion on the minutes for October 3rd. Okay, there being no board discussion, can I let's call a question? All those in favor of the October 3rd minutes as presented, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those in favor, or those opposed, nay. Anybody nay? I was aye. None are opposed. Okay. President's report. Let me start off by saying, this weekend I had the opportunity to once again ply the streets of Brandon Mill. Our activities committee had a community cleanup day. It kind of goes in hand with what Helen was asking us about earlier. We worked out a deal with Waste Management. They have, I guess, given us a supply, or we purchased a supply of, I guess you, for lack of a better term, it's a big giant bag that can be lifted by a crane, and the debris can be hauled away by a waste management truck. I understand the crane picks it up, and it can extend, the crane can extend 16 feet into your yard and pick these things up. This weekend, the activities committee, these were offered free to the community for the purpose of cleaning BCA Common area. And the president of the activities committee, sorry, chairperson of the activities committee, Mr. Chris Shores, myself, and Jennifer Strader from staff, went through, it seems like, 30 Brandon neighborhoods and got a chance to talk to them as they did this. And, you know, one might suspect that they would have taken advantage of that and, you know, emptied out their attics and things like that, but remarkably, they actually cleaned up common space. I saw cul-de-sacs being cleaned up. Folks cleaned up drainage ditches behind their yards. They even cleaned up open spaces next to their property. We got a lot of positive comments. Why this is important, though, is because we now have a supply of these things. You can purchase them, and please correct me if I'm wrong about this. I think it's $20 for each.
$22.
They hold about 3.5 tons. 3.5, how many? 3,500 pounds?
3,300
pounds of debris, which is a lot. And again, the truck comes up, and we've negotiated a deal with the truck. Now, this is something that you would have to get into as a resident. You have to purchase it yourself. But if you consider the fact that, you know, spring cleanup time, a lot of these leaf contractors come through. My belief is if you bought two of these bagsters and the truck service, I think, is $60. I'm not really going to quote that, but it's in that range. You're far better off with this deal than having somebody come in and clean up your yard yourself. So it's actually something we're providing, something to get into. I think we'll have an article about this in the Village Mill in the future. But I will say one of the most impressive things for me was the amount of community investment in taking care of the community itself. It's not just their own yards. They are actually out in common spaces, cleaning up medians, open space, drainage ditches. I was very enthused to see residents taking some investment in Brandon Mill in their own time, so it was really great. I'd also like to make comment about the new addition to Brandon Mill. For some time, the board had made some discussion regarding the roundabout. Ladies and gentlemen, this was I want to just reiterate, and it's been said in previous meetings, this was a tremendous opportunity for Brandon Mill. The roundabout was funded by the state, including the landscaping inside. I will say that I had our traffic analyst and the police department run a report today regarding the roundabout, and there have been no accidents in the roundabout since it has been installed. And you've probably noticed the sign that was installed Friday afternoon. I was questioned about it by one of the residents during community cleanup day and regarding the size and how much it costs. And of this, I can only say, what I would say about that is the amount of money we spent on it, it's been well addressed in previous board meetings, but I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000.
$46,000.
We have, as a part of the master plan, and this really was a master plan project, pushed by the board perhaps a little bit, but this kind of gives us an opportunity to announce ourselves once again, puts us on the map. And this board and the master plan is all about getting people back into Brandon Mill, and it was a tremendous opportunity. And I know it's big, but that was the point. So that was absolutely the point. And frankly, Jerry Barnes and I were talking about it before the meeting. The whole street road, and that sign has been diminished of you know, because of the growth of trees, and it's just, you're talking about a 12-lane road up there. It doesn't have the impact that clearly this one does. So it was an opportunity. I'd like to see more of that go on, and we'll try to get those things in place.
If I could just add something.
Please.
One in front. Community Character and MPOC have plans to cut back the magnolias and the crepe myrtles at the right time. I mean, some of them will be cut back this fall. Some of them will be cut back next spring so that it will bring out that sign more. So that is in the works. I like that sign.
And John, I would tell you that I've had at least a dozen residents stop me and say they love it.
Love it. Yeah.
Absolutely love,
love
it.
The roundabout.
And the sign. And since the very time the world knew we were here.
Well, at least those that drive south Old Hunter Road will know that. I'd also like to point out that this is our November meeting, and typically, you know, we're approaching the holiday season. Hopefully that a lot of our members and both the audience and the audience that are listening in will have this Friday off. That's the first of the holidays this year. But what that means is, as we get into the holiday season, board activities kind of get turned down, and we kind of go into not rest mode, but we're preparing for our next year. And doing something new here, I think, I'd like to make mention of the fact that we're going to have two board vacancies next year. And board packets will be available for folks to run for the board of directors on starting in January. In addition to that, I mean, I understand it's a pretty big committee. In addition to that, all of our committees could use help. You know, what I've seen this last year is a lot of folks, you know, not those that are necessarily directly involved in the BCA, but a lot of folks through the storm and even this last weekend that really care about Brandon Mill and want to be involved. And, you know, it's an opportunity for you to just check in and get some level of engagement. You know, Facilities Committee, Crime Prevention Committee, Natural Resources, Community Character, Marketing, Activities could all use help. You know, volunteers will take you. If you're interested in doing any of those things, please just call the BCA offices, get your name signed up, and we'll get you involved in that. And I'd also like to talk about the NRC. It's one of our most significant committees out there. This is the communications wing. It was designed to be the communications piece for the BCA. It is the conduit for the board communicating to its membership and the membership communicating back to the board. I think it's important, if you're not willing to commit or don't have the time to commit, I should say, to, you know, one of these committees like facilities or whatever, or even the board. You know, this is a committee that gives you an opportunity to get involved, but the time investment is not that tremendous. But it's also one of our most important committees. I feel that it is a little underrepresented as far as how many actual neighborhoods are participating, and I'd like to see more of that. If we can get 100% participation, you know, from at least one or two reps from each neighborhood, that would be fantastic. And the board would be able to go and get points of view from its membership and make decisions based on what our folks are saying. That's important to us. So if I can get you to do just one thing, and that is to sign up for the NRC next year, that'd be a big benefit to the BCA. That is the only thing I will have for tonight for myself to say. I will now open the discussion, or not the discussion, but give the directors opportunity to speak. Are there any direct reports? Yes, Francis.
Yes, I have something I want to ask. I attended the MPOC meeting, and when I sat there and listened, I had a few questions and things that I didn't quite understand, but it appeared as if the board has directed the community character to go out and find out about covenants and hold meetings and to discuss, you know, changing our covenants. And I don't remember discussing that in an open meeting from a board. So it just, you know, I sat there and listened to it, and I just didn't quite understand who it was that asked the community character to do this. And if indeed, I'm not saying I disagree with revisiting our covenants. I will say that in doing so, the timing may want to wait until the visual survey, which at which time the visual survey then will give the community an opportunity to talk about what they want the community to look like. So, you know, if you're going to change the covenants, you may want to wait till after the community hones in on what they think the community is going to look like, because that may affect how they want to change the covenants. I guess it also came up as to that this was a discussion at strategic planning, and I was at strategic planning, and I do not remember us having a discussion about changing our covenants. I understood when I sat and listened to the meeting that there were two or three directors that, you know, had contacted Joyce about this concern, and again, I was sitting there, and I'm like, okay, maybe that's true, and I just don't remember it being a discussion here at the board, so... Does it need to be a board discussion? You know, does it need to, well, if we're going to direct, you know...
A couple of points I'd like to make. As I understand the charter of the community character, that's their role, is to address covenants.
Okay.
And I do, I don't recall when the discussion, but I remember having discussion. It might have been in an NPOC meeting, but I know we have it as a part of their process to hold member meetings to go over issues... covenant issues that are affecting them. And now I'm going to let Joyce...
Well, I knew that. Hold on.
I think there was
some
misunderstanding, though, at the meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe when it was brought up, Diane started out with the community character has had neighborhood meetings, a number of neighborhood meetings, and they've listened to what some of the neighbors have said. And some of the things included the trees, better management of the trees. If I'm remembering this correctly, okay. And I back that up, that in our discussion at the strategic meeting, it came up the tree problem, or all the trees along the major streets, and whether we wanted to have a management program or just a cutback program, and that we were saying that management would be better, and by management, not just along the main streets, but to look at the entire tree management of residents, of commercials, of the main streets. And at that point, Diane had already talked to NRC, I believe, Andrea, at that time, and asked her, would she get feedback from NRC reps about problems that they would like to have, or covenants that they would like to have the board look at that they have problems with themselves. And among that is the tree issue, about how much, if we should change our covenant rules on the trees, what are we comparing it to, and things like that. Now, Jane and Al and I...
I think the thought was that if the tree covenant were to change, was there anything else in the covenants that could be changed at the same time, since it's going to take 75% of the vote to get it passed? And I think, to John's point, the Community Character Committee, one of the things that at the very beginning that they did was held neighborhood meetings in order to try to educate residents about the covenant process when they got a covenant violation letter and things like that. And then they listened to their concerns and they brought suggestions and ideas back to staff and all. So they've had these community or neighborhood meetings for some time now. And that,
right. Yeah, I knew that they were tasked to do that. I do not remember us asking them to go and, you know, solicit changes to the covenants. But even, let's say we did that, and we asked them to go and change the covenants, would we not want to wait until after the visual survey? Because, you know, if the community says they want the community to look like XYZ, and that's not going to be anything that's in our covenants because it's going to make a lot of covenants different or whatever, would we not want to wait for that before it's tasked to do that?
On its face, that sounds logical. However, as a matter of process, though, if you consider the fact that a covenant change like that requires 75% vote of the community, mm-hmm. the board would still have to approve it going out to the community. So,
and normally we would do that in the annual meeting time, which is in April. So
right.
your results would be back in by then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was more concerned over the process of how this got tasked to them, and at that meeting, which if I remember right, I think he tapes that meeting, it was, you know, the community character, she presented it as if she was asked by the board to do this.
Perception of that committee, though, again, is that it's chartered to do that very thing.
That's correct.
To get input.
They have been asked to
gather input from mm-hmm. residents. Mm-hmm.
The CCC?
Yeah.
To have some neighborhood meetings.
The NRC's role.
Well, when it's
regarding covenants.
Covenant related. Well, to have neighborhood meetings to gather input.
But Diane said it used to be called the Covenant
That's
Task
exactly
Force.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the original name.
It was. It was.
So
it
that's
was.
How it was tasked.
Yeah.
And this is just, I mean, right
they're
now they're just gathering
input.
It.
It's not that they're changing.
It's going to happen
anything. No, I know they're not changing anything. I was just... It was some comments that were made, and I wanted to get clarity on it. And do we want them doing this and spending time on this if indeed it can be covered by a standards rather than... Because it seems to be the thing that is driving this is a 6-inch diameter in a tree, and whether or not it's, you know,
at
6 inches, 24 inches off the ground. Or
meeting, you know, they kind of tabled that because just like... What Jane just said, we have to have 75%. We have to have a super majority to get
right.
this changed. So we have to wait and see if there's other covenants that need to be changed. So
yeah.
I think they're tabling it right now.
They're tabling it right now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not according to this NRC thing that went out. I don't think it's being tabled. I think it's
well,
being,
well, I mean,
you know,
it's... They're not going to rush right into it right now.
Burn.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to just slow about it.
Well, I think there actually is a bit of logic to that because we consider the fact that if we were able to be agile enough to get this out by April, all things would meet. You know, the survey from the NRC and the information back from the community meetings would meet at one juncture, and we would be able, as a board, to make a pretty, you know, quick response to getting some type of getting out on a referendum when we do our elections. I mean, I'd hate to postpone it too long so that we'd have to wait a year and a half to get something that would potentially represent some ability to enhance property values in the near term. But be that as it may, I feel very strongly the Community Character Committee was always tasked to address covenants, and like all committees, they should be seeking community input. And I don't necessarily think they need direction from the board. After all, the board is the one that would change policy and approve a referendum to go out to the community.
And it's important to note, though, they weren't saying that they were starting to draft covenant changes, were they?
No.
Okay.
No,
I mean, I think I agree with you that the charter was to look at it originally. I think it was covenant enforcement, how it's enforced, and educate covenants and all this. So as long as it not, you know, trying to rewrite the covenants to present a draft, I think that probably wouldn't be time well spent on their part. So
it just says they were going to be tasked with drawing up a proposal to the board for tree removal.
Actually, if they brought anything, it would go to the ARB first, and they would wordsmith
right,
and get it.
And MPOC, yeah.
And MPOC, and before it came to the board.
And
Diane raised it in the context, I believe, of, yes, this has been discussion, and I want the MPOC committee to know that we're going to go out and continue this discussion, if you will, mm-hmm. on these matters with an eye towards should the covenants be changed, knowing what that entails, mm-hmm. and seeking some initial input back from MPOC which was basically, okay, go down the road. That's what you're supposed to do. Let's get the ARB involved if it's from a standards standpoint, if necessary as well. Let's see where that takes us. So I think that's what was mentioned.
Any other director reports?
I just mentioned that I, in October, spent 3 days in Reston, and while I was there, spent some time talking with some of their staff related to some issues of where they are in terms of repositioning themselves. They are just commencing the effort to update their 47-year-old master plan, so they were very excited, immediately went online to look at ours, that we had completed that project. They're dealing with some of the same issues of neighborhood renewal and communications that we are. And one of the things they've really done well is they have been capturing their history. And they're positioning themselves in terms of marketing that you want to live in Reston because it has history, because it was this unique concept, and it's a special place to live. They've opened their museum. They've partnered with George Mason University to catalog their history. They've been actively soliciting pieces of history from residents, knowing, as we're experiencing, that a lot of their community history is passing on as people move out of the community or pass away. And so they would like to have some further discussions with us about what we're doing, and I suggested to Jane it would be useful for us to have some discussions with them, particularly as it relates to those issues that we share and capturing our history.
How long have they been around?
From the 60s. They're a 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s community. We're a 70s, 80s, 90s community into the 2000s. And their neighborhoods are all built there.
Any other director comments? I'm actually going to make that announcement now, if that's okay. I just, if those of you have been with these meetings for a long time, one of our former directors, I just found out, has passed away. I knew him, Jason, you guys all ran together. He was a wonderful man. He was a big asset to the community. Ed Moldoff passed away sometime last week. I actually just found out about it now, but he was a big asset to the community. Jason, you want to speak to it?
Well, yeah. and incidentally, his wife, Pat Moldoff, had passed away about 6 weeks prior to his passing. Ed Moldoff and Alyssa Mast and I started on the board together, and in his third year on the, or his final year on the board, he served as president of the board and was instrumental in using his particular background in strategic planning to help the board and the community develop a strategic plan and a vision, and coordinated a community effort to develop that, which was the precursor for the master plan. But sad, good guy, and a good contributor.
Yeah, and also he was a past president of the Brandon Region Men's Club. Mm-hmm. He was lost to them.
Well, he was, again, was an asset to the community. I was blessed to have known him, and we will miss him. All right, any other director reports? Let's move on to the manager's report, shall we?
I have nothing else to add besides what I have written here. The one thing I will say, just so everyone is aware of it, is that John McCracken has mentioned that Art Warren is going to look into funding to continue the sidewalk from the roundabout to the high school. And we did get a couple of calls from people, I guess, wondering why that wasn't done, and it wasn't part of their funding. But they're going to pursue funds in order to make that connectivity happen. So other than that, unless someone has a question, everything's there.
I do. I have a comment.
Okay.
I'd like to suggest something to Art about this sidewalk.
Okay.
Sounds crazy. I'd like to see them make it wide enough to include a bicycle area. And I know this is crazy, but in Europe, like in Japan, in Germany, all the bicycle paths have a line, and then the sidewalk is right next to it. And you're not supposed to walk on the bicycle side, and you're not supposed to bicycle in the walking side. We don't do that. But if we're thinking about green and we're thinking about bicycling, we ought to be the leader in promoting that kind of thing. I'd like to make a recommendation to Art that when he puts that forward, that it includes a bicycle.
And I would also suggest that I've noticed a number of students in high school actually walking across the new roundabout because they did the cuts for a sidewalk across, and which appears to be much safer than the old way. That we're going to continue to see kids walking to the school, so the sidewalk not only makes sense, but also at some point maybe looking to see if there's a way to extend the current trail, which dead ends at Swift Creek Middle, if it can be, even if we have to ask the school district to cooperate with us to bring it up to Old Hundred, so that the kids have a continuous path to be able to cross over and walk on.
I have one other question too, Jane. I think we met Buddy, my husband and I were walking out looking for this little pocket park now down in North Beach that's really been done nicely if you've not been there. But we had a hard time finding it. Now I know as it gets more popular. And it will be, I guess, mulched even at the beginning. But I was wondering if we couldn't put some kind of little fencing or something right there at the beginning so that it has an entryway.
Entranceway. Sure. We can look at that.
Look at seeing maybe doing that and improve that look going in there.
Okay.
And that brings something to mind, too, and it would be appropriate even for the landing. If you know, we've got the signs we use for yard sales and lost pets. But if we had a couple of signs that said Brandon Mill Community Association, Brandon Mill Master Plan Improvement Project, to place, not the kind that the county does where they list everybody's name, not asking for that, but simply remind the community that these improvements are coming out of the master plan. They don't have to stay up there for months and months, but if they were up for a couple of months, just as a way to remind residents that we are serious about making it. And I know, John, this is something you're really pushing on, so it might be a way for us to remind residents as we go into phase two of the landing, as we do the pocket park, as we do the improvement up at Nut Tree Park with the picnic shelter, that these are serious efforts that are coming out of the master plan.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a great idea.
Yep.
It's reusable.
That is a great idea.
Okay, that's all I have, John. I had a question on the several islands and parkway entrances were aerated, reseeded, and fertilized. How much of the entrance does it get? And can we get along the parkways done so that the part that, you know, the bank, I know you would, that's
Francis,
why I brought it up.
Unless the board allocates money, the answer to that will be no right now.
Okay.
We spoke to our landscape contractor, and he told us that it's going to take a concerted effort for years to get grass to grow along the parkways because of the fact that there is no irrigation at all. And so unless you have a perfect season where you have rain and don't have such high temperatures that burn out grass and all, it's just going to take season after season to get grass along those parkways. There's no quick fix for the parkways where there isn't grass because of the lack of water.
Yeah, I knew there wasn't a quick fix, and I know some areas you can't do it because the trees come too close to it, drains all of it.
Well, and the embankments, it all runs off.
So okay.
It's a difficult process to do. So that they picked areas to try to see if they can't get some grass growing there and get like down here, Brandon Mill Woods entrance, where there were some bare areas, is one of them, to see if we could get some sample areas, if we could get it to, you know, if we could get grass going and all. But as far as completely along the parkways, it's going to be very difficult.
Is I know Woodlake doesn't seem to struggle from that. Is it because they have irrigation along the parkways?
No, at every entrance they have irrigation.
Also, the way that they're landscaped, the way the verges were landscaped.
Okay.
They don't have the erosion, not the erosion, but the the washaway issues that they were seeing.
They don't have the embankments that we do. They're flatter before they get to their tree line. And they have more area between the road and the tree line.
That is the problem with being the first. But, you know, it's not a bad suggestion, Francis. It might be something for the Master Plan Oversight Committee to kind of pick up as a planned project for budgeting purposes down the road.
Could that be piggybacked on some of the the tree maintenance stuff we're doing?
Yes.
I'm just thinking, if we're taking an approach where we're going to take specific areas, because one of the reasons why is because the trees are right on the road, right, shading that grass. Mm-hmm.
You're right. You know, if we move the got some trees back a little bit and start at grass there,
and at the same time, put some topsoil, seed, fertilizer, and all down, that'd be great to have a grass master plan.
Grass
and rain.
That's right.
That'd be great.
Really? Well, there's probably grass and rain, though, but not the kind. It's the kind of junk.
I didn't go there.
Stop.
But they, Brandonville, you can swamp them too, so I mean, it's clay underneath. You know, our yard, every year we do all the right things, and it's still like cement.
Okay. Any other reports from our management team?
Do you have anything else, Al?
The only thing I would update you on is on page 2 of my report under the Colonial Pipeline. They have not yet started in Brainerd Mill, but we expect that to happen soon. I got a call late last week saying they expected to be in Watermill, I think, today. So they should be moving fairly soon. Wendy will put something out when Friday's is deadline day. We'll be in touch with Colonial Pipeline. We'll have an update in the Village Mill on when we hope the exact day for starting that will clear.
Directional signs,
I'm now told, hopefully we'll go in tomorrow. We will start to see the first.
So these are, where is that going to start?
There are 6 of them that we've had approved. The 2 coming into the Brainerd Mill Community Association off of Old Hundred or off of Genito. They're very small green signs there right now. There'll be 2 new ones. When you exit the Loop Road at Sunday Park, there is a green sign that faces you as you stop to turn left or right on Mill Ridge. That sign will be replaced. Further down on Mill Ridge, there's a small green sign that says Sunday Park with an arrow pointing to the left. That sign will be replaced. The sign that was destroyed on Brainerd Mill Parkway coming south before you get to Huntgate Woods, before you get to Genito, there's no sign there right now, but there used to be. That sign will go in there, and there might be another one, and I can't remember right now what that is, but for right now, those. And we have money to do 3 more that we're working on and will be in process before the end of the year. So
very enthusiastic about this, starting to see things happen.
So,
it's great.
So you'll have 9 in relatively soon, but 6 should be in at least starting tomorrow.
All right, committees, those committee personnel that are not present, their minutes have been attached to your board package. If there are any committee members out there that wish to speak to the board, I invite you to do so. Ellen, nothing for from the NRC tonight?
No.
Excellent. Not that it's excellent, but we know what you mean.
Can I ask about the facilities committee? It does not seem like that is a very active committee. I can't recall any minutes. And
they haven't met since before the pool opened. They're meeting Thursday night.
Okay.
To discuss year-end pool and the remainder of the Pocket Park project and
the trails.
And the trails. They're still working. Well, they're done with the trails. It's going to get. Now the map will be completed, but they're going to go over their projects for 2011 and what they're planning on doing for 2012.
I mean, it sounds like then we didn't get any input from them as we were shaping this year's budget, if they haven't met since March or April.
Mm. Except through the master plan.
I believe
they were the dredging.
Through Impulse.
They did submit the
dredging. They were dredging.
And the Pocket Park is a facilities committee.
Right. Yeah.
That was previous. I understand that.
The dredging was for 2012, and it wasn't funded.
I know. I mean, I'm just suggesting that.
You're right. They don't meet often.
there's not a lot of product coming from a pretty important committee.
Perhaps I'd have to second what Director Livingston is saying. It is one of our most important committees as far as master plan is concerned. I'd like to see them meet more often. I realize that they are volunteers for the community, but most of our other committees have embraced the master plan, and regular meetings here would benefit the community greatly.
Well, this is back to the fear, I think, or at least the original fear was, is that they've been focused on the pool for so long, the members of that committee. You know, do we need to expand or add some new...
Well, we've always put out a call for volunteers. I mean, I just did it tonight, in tonight's my comments. You know, a volunteer, right. you can volunteer for any committee. We're happy to have you.
I think, Keith, you have a very good point. And although they all agreed that they wanted to be part of the facilities committee, it appears sometimes that their real interest is pools. And it's certainly something that we could bring up on Thursday night, the lack of meetings. Mel Burton, who is the chair, has been the chair for quite a few years now. But perhaps we can stir up some interest.
And I know you've been trying to do some meetings.
Yes, he has.
Mel has, and it's been difficult to get...
Well, even this meeting, if you read his email today, it's not everybody responded.
Right.
So I don't even know if we're going to have quorum on Thursday night.
Right.
So we'll have to
and there was one meeting.
And there was, I was just going to say, there was a meeting sometime, but it wasn't because there was no quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sometime after that March meeting and sometime before September.
I thought they had a meeting, or at least I know members, knowing some of the members of that committee, uh-huh. I know they met sometime during the pool season.
We met when I was, because I was liaison for a short period of time, right? And we met out at North Beach. I can't remember if it was cold or if it was warm.
Well, we met one night. I don't know if you were there, Keith, but then there was we couldn't meet because there just weren't enough people. There wasn't enough for a quorum.
Right.
But we understand the point, Jason. And
yes.
We'll,
I appreciate it.
We'll see what we can do.
It's, you know, it's certainly not... Okay, moving on. MPOC project update, is that something we want to address tonight, or do we have minutes in there?
There are minutes in there, John. I think I've pretty much addressed them now in my monthly report. At least I've tried to, but certainly if there's anything else that someone would like to talk about MPOC, I'd be happy to.
What are we working? This is a question. What's the main project? What are we looking forward to for the next budget process from MPOC?
Well, that's a little bit undecided. We have potential carryover from projects that haven't been funded, depending upon what happens in December. Clearly, the landing, the dredging, shoreline erosion.
There were some elements of the landing phase two project that were not budgeted.
Correct.
And that's something would MPOC continue to.
Correct.
See those through.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we also asked MPOC to begin thinking 3 to 5 years out.
Right.
So they were taking the longer view on some things.
And Diane and I are meeting with an arborist. We had a preliminary meeting a week or so ago, and trying to do exactly that, which is let's get a bigger plan together other than just a quarter mile at a time for the parkways and things. So we are looking at trying to give the Finance Committee that kind of information that hopefully would benefit
and
us.
I'm talking to Jane and Sarah Whitmore, and they're looking at community brochure or some information packet for Brandon Mill for real estate agents. I mean, there's a lot of work going on in that committee that isn't just visible. Some of it is marketing-oriented, that there are costs associated with it, and signage, obviously, but...
Signage is the other thing that I'm working on, a more comprehensive. We know we got these signs that need to be replaced, but when you start doing that, you start looking at, well, is that really what we want to say? Is that the information we want on there? Where do we want to put it? You know, you've got a sign leading somebody into the country club, let's say, if you're coming up one side of Brander Mill Parkway, but if you're coming up the other side, it doesn't lead you anywhere. So we've got things like that that we're looking at, and that may bleed over past 2012.
Very well. Your point, Dick, on the five-year thing, I do want committees, all the committees, to start thinking in terms of longer-term, five-year type projects, ones that we can Well, Mr. Whitfield there could plan for it down the road.
Yeah, and then the Finance Committee has...
We are pushing for it to be a 3 to 5 year plan, not a next year budget cycle plan.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very well. Al, you're still on the plate.
Okay.
Emergency response plan.
Emergency response plan. As everybody knows, we went through the hurricane, and President Flanagan called me one day, and he says something about, well, what do you think about looking at, you know, what went well, what didn't go well, just a review after the whole event was over, and that led to one thing and led to another, and we decided to see what we could do about coming up with a more comprehensive plan, and that's what this draft is. I've worked with, or Dick and Joan have certainly helped a lot. We met one time. They gave me some really good ideas. Got some other ideas through the listserv. And this is what I've come up with. Certainly any input that this group would like to give me, obviously specifically towards the board portion of this, board responsibilities, if there's anything there that I've left out or shouldn't have included, certainly would like to know that.
First, Dick and Joan, I think you guys worked on this along with Al. I just want to congratulate you. I read it today. I thought it was very thorough. I really appreciate it.
Al did a great job.
Yeah, I think Joan and I would agree that thanks to Al for really moving it from this level to where we really wanted to have as a comprehensive review of what, as a community, we should be prepared for.
Thank you.
And I would say this past week was a perfect example. We had a plane going to the lake. That plane could have landed somewhere else. And for us to be prepared in advance is really what we're trying to do.
Are there any director comments on this? I mean, do you want to provide some feedback into... yes.
I would suggest in the interest of time that people read this, fire back anything to Al. I think... From my perspective, this is something the board is supportive of, and then repackage it and you know, into a formal document, and it's our response plan.
Yeah. And I think it'll be a moving. I mean, you know, there's circumstances will change, and it'll have to be updated periodically. But so certainly, you know, even
I would ask that when you get to the document, when you know the nice document has a cover and everything. It perhaps, when you print them one for each board member as well, because it's helpful for us when we're talking to the community. Yes, here's what's going to happen if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. Excellent.
All right.
Hey, Al, how about we talk about revised vocals?
Okay. Thank you, sir. I hope you've gotten a copy of this. Should have. You know, we started looking at the vote rules. Someone had written in to us from one of the committees with a suggestion. Jennifer and I, Jane, put our heads together. So, well, let's look at the rules in total. And so we did that. And these are just some, mainly the first 2.5 pages are really just some language changes slightly and clarifying some things, I believe. And then the last paragraph on page 3 is basically a new paragraph and is the result again of a member who made a suggestion to us, and evaluating it, we felt like we should address it in this manner. So I think that Mr. President, your idea has been to put forth this type of document for review for a month or so, and then bring it back to the next meeting for some action by the board. So it wasn't my intention for action to be taken this evening, but to get it out to the community and to the board and see if we get any input or have any input certainly from you.
I have some input.
Yes.
And instead of going over them tonight, what I'd like to do is give you my copy.
That'd be great.
Just I think some things need to be rearranged for one thing, to highlight some things.
All right.
So I've already gone through all of it.
I'm sorry.
And if you have any questions, give me that one.
Okay, thank you, Joyce.
Could I just ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
On number 27, under conduct, it says swimming or wading from association property is not permitted. And the reason I have a question about this is because this past summer we ran into some kids who were out there swimming up from the landing where that bigger deck is.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them that they weren't supposed to be there, that swimming is not allowed. And they told us, well, we've always done this, and my parents let us swim off our boat all the time. So is that...
Well, there's a difference. Officer Morton, if Officer Morton were there, he would have written them for trespassing. Because that is, that we do charge, in fact, quite a lot of tickets are written in Brandon Mill from Promontory Point and a landing for that very thing.
Two little girls, and we don't allow them to swim from the land because of liability issues.
Right.
But we do know that when people go out in boats, they swim from their boats.
Okay.
Which is,
it's not covered
by... Right.
Yeah, we can't control
okay.
The waiting was put in because Officer Morton and I were in court, and there was a person that was charged with that activity down in Promontory Point, and they were making the argument that she was merely waiting, and waiting is not prohibited. And the judge called time out or whatever, went back to his chambers, brought Webster's dictionary out, read the definition of swimming, and found her guilty of swimming, even though she was claiming she was waiting, and looked at me and said, you might want to change your regulations to include waiting. So that's why that was put in there.
This sounds, everybody, this sounds a bit draconian, but I would emphasize that there is a liability issue to the community at stake, and that is the purpose of the particular covenant in this case. So it's not about let's not have fun. It's about let's just protect membership money.
That's right. But it doesn't apply to the great blue herons.
It does not. We're talking about people here.
We're not here to promote.
So is this a rule or a law?
This is a rule.
This is a rule.
Okay, so but for the rule, this would be permissible conduct.
Yes. County doesn't prohibit it.
You're talking about the swimming?
No, John said earlier that officer such and such would issue a warrant for trespassing.
That's because we say they can't swim from our shoreline. It's a rule.
Trespassing, they can be on the shoreline if they're Brandon Mill residents.
Right.
A lot of them, we get a lot of trespassing cases because they're not Brandon Mill residents.
I'm trying to understand. So is it a rule or is it a law or...
The issue of swimming is a rule. The issue of people from out, the point Al's making, and maybe I misspoke when I said this, kids from other communities will come into Brandon Mill and swim from Promontory Point, and that's where the trespassing charges come in, or the landing.
Is that the one?
Promontory Point's the one behind Harbor Point.
The big rock. So now, do we own, Brandon Mill doesn't own that land under the water. So, I mean, it's one thing to get in the water, but waiting until you come back.
But they have to pass through Brandon Mill land to get to the
water. They're jumping off our property to get in there.
Oh, I know.
So we just say there's no swimming or waiting from our shoreline.
So as long as they don't come back.
Yeah.
No, they still have violated the rule. They fall off their kayak and then walk in.
Most of them do.
Or land on a plane.
Or land on a plane.
Or they need to get their
plane.
Clothes. Yeah.
They were distracted by that big
so
sign.
So they usually come back.
Does the county allow people to swim in the river?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked. It's not
but
a law.
But if somebody's child goes in off our shoreline and they drown,
it's on us.
That's the issue. That's why we say it's always been that way. They can't swim from our shoreline.
All right, Al, I want to thank you for presenting this. Any other board comment regarding the...
Are we going to have member comment then next month on this?
Yes, we are going to have member comment next month.
Okay.
Since the board is not approving this tonight, we will discuss it at the next board meeting. We won't be taking member comment on this.
On what?
And now I'd like to move on to the MPOC charter, the approval of the same. Can we?
And there was only the one change, and that was to allow the charter to allow Al to be the chair.
Any board discussion on it? First, we got to. Do we have to have a motion to approve this?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to approve the MPOC charter?
The new MPOC charter as revised be approved.
I'll second.
Director Rowe made the motion. Director Cummins and Cummins.
Hillman?
Seconded.
Whatever.
Is that language somewhere? I mean, is it in the documentation? Because I don't think I saw it.
What language?
Like, what exactly are we changing?
But he put it over here.
The previous, the charter that was...
He put it in red.
I must lump it. I'm sorry, you're right.
The charter that was approved originally, Jason, did not speak to a situation where I would be the chairperson, mm-hmm. and technically I was allowed to vote on any MPOC matter, and the board asked that be changed if I were to be the chair again for this coming year. So that's what that change has, or I guess anybody, any staff member who might be the chair of the MPOC.
The last sentence, the MPOC may find it useful at times to engage a non-voting consultant to the committee with board approval. That's on the first page. That wasn't in there before.
So that is new language?
No. I'm sorry. I think that was in there. The new language is the sentence before that, should a BCA staff member be elected chair, that person will serve as facilitator in a non-voting capacity. Okay. The only other change that I made was I removed, or suggesting that we remove community planner from, everything is assistant community manager, even though I know the mm-hmm. initial thought from the master plan was a community planner. Mm-hmm. The board approved the position as assistant community manager, not as community planner. So,
okay, thank you.
I would like, and this is my bad because I did see this change at MPOC, but there is one other change I think would make it a little bit clearer. It's right under committee policies.
Okay.
And the way it's written with that, or a designated committee member in there, would it read better? Maybe the MPOC will consist, I would say, of the chair of each committee of the association or a substitute as designated by that chair, comma, the community manager and the blah, blah, blah. When I read it tonight, or the other day, and I read it again tonight, it just seemed a little bit...
So can we get the MPOC will consist of
the chair of each committee of the association. That all stays
okay.
the same.
Or a substitute.
Or a substitute as designated by that chair. You're okay. saying either the chair or the chair substitute is basically what you're saying.
Okay.
Instead of the, and say you'd strike the designated committee member in their absence?
Yeah, a designated committee member in their absence.
Okay. Someone wants to amend the motion, I guess.
She already said Joyce moved to approve of MPOC charter as amended, so it's kind of in
okay.
there already.
All right.
We have a motion, second. Any further board discussion on the motion? There being no further discussion, I'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Director, there are no opposed.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
All right.
20 minutes late.
That concludes the... Sorry.
Well, I know that you were usually will say, for us, that there are announcements at the bottom of the page. But one of the things we didn't say earlier was a thanks to the volunteers and staff who did such a great job at the Halloween event on the 31st for the Tots and their parents at Market Square.
As usual, that is a regular annual event for us. Thank you for bringing that up. It's always a success. And that's directly related to staff and volunteer effort. That's fabulous. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. Good meeting. You saying that for the record?
Yeah.
During the meeting at 8:20.
A budget meeting.